You are about to enjoy a presentation recorded at the 2021 Michigan Conference Camp Meeting held at Cedar Lake, Michigan. We pray that the Lord will bless you as you listen.
Our great God, our dear loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you praise. We give you thanks, for you deserve our praises and our thanksgiving. And Lord, as we bow before you, dear Father, may we have a clearer picture of Jesus. May we have a clearer picture of you. Dear Father, I ask that as you had me speak the words this morning, may you hide me behind your cross that I may not be seen nor be heard, but Jesus and Jesus alone be seen, be heard, be lifted up and exalted. Lord, we praise and we thank you that you have gathered us all here to start this day with you. And Lord, I pray that all throughout the day may we be in your presence. Lord, please anoint us with the anointing of your Holy Spirit, for we ask all this in the loving and precious name of your Son, Jesus. All your children say, amen. There is this beautiful quote from the Spirit of Prophecy, Testimony Treasures, Volume 2, page 110. It says, shall we be recipients of his mercies and never express our gratitude to God, never praise him for what he has done for us? Friends, most of the time when we come before the Lord in time of prayer, have you noticed that most of our prayers are supplication rather than praises? Huh? We have a lot of burden to share to God, but we lack so much on our praises. It says here, we do not pray any too much, but we are too sparing in giving thanks. And I like this next line. I'd like you to remember this line here. If the loving kindness of God called forth more thanksgiving and praise, we would have far more power in prayer. Can you say amen? We would have far more power in prayer if there are more praises and thanksgiving. Friends, it says, when you consider his goodness and mercies, you will find that he will consider your wants. This is the beautiful God that we serve, my dear friends. And King David, I remember one pastor who shared this, he's not even a pastor, he was a dentist, who shared this seminar. He said that David is the only recorded king in the Bible that has not faced any defeat. Did you hear that? Has not faced any defeat in the battlefield. And you know what? What one thing that David saw, King David saw that is important? His praises. 1 Chronicles 16:4, he says, he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord to record and to thank and to praise God of Israel. A certain number. Just imagine, friends, if you are assigned to do this, all your work all day long is just somehow record and remember, reminisce all the good things that the Lord has done. Isn't that an amazing task? And you know, how many times are they doing this in a day? 1 Chronicles 23:30, it says, they are also to stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord, and likewise at evening. Twice a day, my dear friends. And you know how many of them are doing this? Verse 5 of chapter 23. David said, David, 4,000 shall be gatekeepers. 4,000 are to praise the Lord. How many? 4,000 to praise the Lord, to sing praises to his name, to record about his goodness. Friends, David saw the importance of praising God. From the book Prayer, page 115, paragraph 3, it says, God's goodness in hearing and answering prayer places us under heavy obligation to express our thanksgiving for the prayers bestowed upon us. Places us under heavy obligation to express our what? Our thanksgiving for the favors that God has bestowed upon us. Has God given us favors, church? Oh, my dear friends, the reason why we're here right now having a physical conference is only because of the goodness of God. Friends, I wish that we have this back home in the Philippines. For 2 years now, we did not have our national like GYC gathering or PYC because it's so strict there. And here, I think this is one of the first major gathering right now. God is good, amen? He is worthy of praise. Listen, friends, we should praise God more than we do. We should praise Him more than we do, my dear friends. The blessings received in answer to prayer should be promptly acknowledged. Promptly acknowledged. You know why? Because we often forget. Sometimes I even forget the things that I need to go, that I need to pick up in my room whenever I'm. Yes, friends, I'm not that young. When people ask me, how old are you? I'm years old. Sometimes I even choose to forget. Friends, it should be promptly acknowledged. And it says here, we often lose great blessings by neglecting to praise the giver. We often lose not just blessings, but great blessings by neglecting to praise the giver. Huh. The soul may ascend nearer to heaven on the wings of praise. Did you hear this? Only one person agreed. Friends, God is good. The soul may ascend nearer to heaven and the wings of praise. Have you noticed, friends, most of the time when we pray, it seems like it is so hard. It is so heavy. It's like you are a plane just taxiing on the runway but never taking off. Huh? Have you experienced that? Oh, we have experienced that. Back in the Philippines, we have a lot of taxiing in the runway. You are there an hour early, but they will stay there taxiing like an hour and a half. Friends, the reason why we are not taking off because we lack praises in our prayers. Isn't that simple? But somehow it's so hard to praise God. And then I realized that it's hard to praise someone you do not know. It is hard to praise someone you do not know. And that's why the Lord desires us to have a closer walk with Him, to spend time with Him early in the morning. And this is the early birds, praise God. Amen. These are the ones who do not want to miss the blessings. And the more we draw nearer to Him, the more we have a clearer picture of Him. It's not just glimpses that we see. It's the outline of His face, the outline of His character. And the more you see it, the more the heart rejoices in praises to the God who deserves our praises and thanksgiving. Friends, it says here, as we thus express our gratitude, we are approximating the worship of the heavenly host. Wow. The language in heaven is the language of praise. If you want to practice the language of heaven, practice it now. Your praises and your thanksgiving. And friends, don't we have a lot of things to be thankful for? I'll ask that again. Amen and amen. There's one lady who gave this thought, this line. She expressed this. Listen, so much is given to me that I have no time to ponder which I don't have. So much is given to me that I have no time to ponder of which I don't have. You know who this was? Helen Keller. Is she blind and deaf at the same time? So much, he said, so much is given to me that I don't have time to ponder of the things that I do not have. My dear friends, we have a lot of things to be thankful to God, more than Helen Keller. Can you say amen? Amen. That is a weak amen. I know you're sleepy, but my dear friends, God deserves a hearty amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Wow, what a choir. You need a conductor, huh? Friends, listen. It says here, from Testimony Treasures, Volume 3, page 30, paragraph 3, it says, God desires His obedient children to claim His blessings and to come before Him with praise and thanksgiving. It grieves Him that so little praise is offered. Wow. It grieves God that so little praise is offered. He desires to have a strong expression from his people. Whew!
Amen.
Oh, that is the amen. He desires a what? A strong expression from his people.
Amen.
Friends, I have been reading like this powerful quote, and my heart is just like rejoicing every time I see it. And most of the time I see are just like, yeah, that's nice. Friends, this is something powerful that the Lord has given us and that should call forth our strong expression of our praise and our thanksgiving. Does God deserve that? He deserves that, my dear friends. And, oh, last few quotes. It says here, if we keep the Lord ever before us, allowing our hearts to go out in thanksgiving and praise to Him, we shall have a continual freshness in our religious life. I did not even realize that praise and thanksgiving has this much result in your life. You'll have continual freshness. Even though you have not taken a shower, you'll still be fresh. But I suggest take a shower, church. You're forgiven. I know it's early. Friends, continual what? Freshness in a religious life. When you are fresh, my dear friends, people will be attracted to something that's fresh, isn't it? Who wants to buy a vegetable that's like, no one would want it. You'd always go for the fresh one. My dear friends, this is why the Lord desires for His church to continually praise Him and thanksgiving, because it just brings freshness. And listen, friends, our prayers will take the form of a conversation with God as we would talk with a friend. Wow. Who do you share the good things that happens to your life? With your best friend. Huh? When something good happens, you always think of that special person that you want to share it with. So friends, when we praise God, when we give Him all those praises and thanksgiving, we consider Him as our best friend. Amen? And that's why it will take like the form of conversation with God. And get this, the next line. And He will speak His mysteries to us personally. Did you hear this? God will somehow tell you His secrets. And this is one thing I realize. When we consider God as our best friend, He will consider you as His best friend. Of all the people in the Bible, I have seen that sometimes I thought that God has favorites like Mary Magdalene, John the beloved, David, the man after His own heart. I'm thinking, does God have favorites? And then I realized, friends, they made God their favorite. They made God their favorite. So friends, that's a hint for us. And it says here, often there will come to us a sweet, joyful sense of the presence of Jesus. Wow. The more you praise, the more you are drawn near to Jesus. Remember, you are lifted up. You ascend in the wings of praise. This is the reason why, my dear friends, I believe that we should be gladventists, not sadventists. If we have more praises on our hearts, how can you be sad when you know for a fact that the presence of Jesus is with you? Friends, the power of praise is just blowing my mind. I don't know if you remember the story of Jehoshaphat. When they went into battle. Of course, before they went into battle, God directed everything. Why? Because Jehoshaphat bowed down, humbled himself before God, and God somehow gave him instructions. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21, it says here, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to sing to the Lord and praise him in their holy garments as they went out before the army saying, and this is what they were declaring, friends, give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. This is the song. I want to hear that choir singing, friends. Give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. Wow. And you know what happened? Verse 22. And they began to sing and to praise, and the Lord set ambushments. Did you hear this, friends? The moment they began praising God, the Lord did something. The moment they began praising God, the Lord moved. It says in SDA Bible Commentary, the people were living their faith and God saw fit to honor it. The Lord promised victory and the people took Him at His word. Amen. Wow. The people took God at His word. Are we taking God at His word? My dear friends, God's ways most of the time are ridiculous. And sometimes we don't take it because we might be put to shame. Just imagine bringing God 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and the 5,000. Yeah. Friends, God's ways are not our ways. But if we take Him at His word, my dear friends, we'll see results that are not produced here on earth, produced in heaven. And friends, it says, victory was theirs because they claimed it. Before the victory was given, God has already promised and they claimed it. He said, you said so, so it will be so. Christ Subject Lesson 363, paragraph 1. I like this. Not once should we think of failure, because we ally with the one who knows no failure. My dear friends, this is the God that we serve. And Desire of Ages, page 679, paragraph 2. Oh, this is the life of the church that God wants His church to live. A series of uninterrupted victories. Did you hear this? A series of uninterrupted victories. Even COVID could not interrupt it. That should have been our church. Instead of coming up with our own solution, we should be going down to our knees. Can you say amen to that? The way Jehoshaphat somehow managed to fight that battle, it was not a board meeting. It was not a meeting of solutions. It was a prayer meeting. It was a prayer of submission. And then when they got God's promise, they went forward. They claimed it. And God gave it. This is the power of praises, my dear friends. Praising God just means that you somehow believe whatever He said. And it will come to pass. Before we go into our time of prayer, this, you know, 2020 has been a challenge, isn't it? Well, among you have been shocked here in 2020. Don't be afraid, don't be shy. All of us were shocked. Only God was not shocked. Only God was not shocked. And for those of you who heard the introduction a while ago, I'm working with ASAP Ministries. And ASAP is a faith-based ministries. We don't have regular source of income. And we are somehow helping out Bible workers, missionaries, conferences, mission that could not afford to somehow pay more Bible workers. So we train them. And at the same time, give what the conference or the mission could not afford. It's like Jesus for Asia. So friends, God has been so good. The Lord has been taking care of every needs. And most of the time we are scared. We have a lot of Bible workers. We have a lot of missionaries that we're somehow giving stipend. Where will we get the money? But friends, our Father is rich. Can you say amen? Amen. We are rich kids, friends. So, 4 days before 2020 was over, it was December 28th, and we just had our devotional, our online devotional, since we are working from home remotely. So after that devotional, our assistant director, John, somehow shared a story of a report about how the Lord has sustained us this year. No, that year, 2020. And he said, we have a scholarship fund, and the scholarship fund drive last 2019, I think it was 30-something thousand dollars goal, and we met it. we actually had like 2,000, 3,000 over. So 2020, they were quite conservative because of COVID. A lot of people were losing their jobs. Business were closing down. So they still set it at 35,000. And you know what was the result? In the times of COVID, we were 10,000 more than what we had last year. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. So actually, we were already over time with our devotional. We have to go back to our work. But somehow I was convicted that as prayer coordinator, I could not shut up. Friends, I don't shut up most of the time. So I said to the people in that prayer call, in that worship call, hey, can we just go around each one of us praising God and thanking God? Even just one sentence, just one line, as we always do in United Prayer. So friends, that's what we did. We went around and we were just reminded of the faithfulness of God. We were just reminded of God's amazing goodness, amazing grace, and His mercies. And thinking, wow. And actually, we got teary-eyed. And I suggested to the assistant director, you know what? Why not let's spend this last 3 days of the year praising and thanking God? We have already been lifting up our prayer requests. We've been pleading before God. We have been crying in behalf of our missionaries, in behalf of our Bible workers. This time, it's time to praise God. Can you say amen to that? It is time to praise God. So friends, that's what we did. And you know what happened? That day when we started praising God, people kept on knocking at the door. Our office manager could not stay put in her chair. She kept on standing up and then going to the door and just answering phone calls. And we have been receiving like donation after donation, checks after checks. What do you do when God blesses? Praise Him even more. So we went forward praising God, and it was just beautiful. So 2 days before the year ended, we received a report. Somebody somehow gave like $5,000, and another person with his family pledged to give. They have not decided yet. They pledged to give $300,000 to $400,000. Yes, it's a big wow. Can we say it all together? Wow. God deserves our wow. Amen. So friends, what happened was we were just like blown away. I was almost in tears. So, and again, we continued praising God. And remember, December 31 is a national holiday. There's no office, and there's no office, there's no devotional. So I told our friends, you know what? God deserves even just, can we come together in this last day just for 30 minutes? And let's praise God because He deserves our thanksgiving and our praise. So friends, even people, even our office mates that are on leave, they joined online. And then before I could go on leading, Julia O'Carey, our director, said, Jem, before you say something, I need to say something. And then she said, last night, that family who pledged $300,000 to $400,000 gave us a call. They confirmed the number and they decided to give. Before that, one person pledged to give $30,000. Every month for the whole year of 2021. We were blown away. That's $360,000, my dear friends, for the whole year. And then she said, but it's not over. That family who promised to give $300,000 to $400,000, the Lord convicted them to give $700,000. I could not speak. Not most of the time, my dear friends, that I lose words. I always have words. If not English words, Filipino words. I always have words. But my dear friends, this is what happens when you are in the presence of the goodness of God. You're blown away. And friends, I was having a hard time leading out. I was choking up. And this is what God somehow wants for His church to experience. Be choked up with His goodness. And friends, but God's goodness doesn't reach its peak. It just go on and on and on. Remember uninterrupted victories? So friends, you know what happened? 2 weeks later, I was in Tennessee. I was in Tennessee with Jesus for Asia. And then I received a text message from a director, from Julia. Said, Jem, Brother Jem, guess what happened? I received another donation of $56,000 from another person. And now I received a $700,000 check as well, with an extra of $100,000. Friends, in just few days, God gave us something that we have not experienced before. And this is one thing that I realized when I read this beautiful quote that says, if the loving kindness of God called forth more thanksgiving and praise, we would have far more power in prayer. My dear friends, what are we doing? We should be praising God more. And we'll only praise Him more if we know Him deeper. If we know Him more. And friends, this is the reason why we're here. Amen. The first morning of the camp meeting should be dedicated to praise and thanksgiving. Can you say amen to that? He is the reason why we're here. Amen. It's only because of His sustaining grace that we have Michigan camp meeting right now. That we are here. And friends, I shared with you all these testimonies. The question, does ASAP need more? Of course we need more. That's not even one-fifth of what we need. But what do you do when God supplies your need? You praise Him because you know for a fact that that is an evidence of what God is and will be. And this beautiful, powerful quote, also from Testimony Treasures, Volume 2, page 204, paragraph 4, it says, review what God has done and then know that it is only the beginning of what He's willing to do. Review what God has done and then know that it is only the beginning of what He is willing to do. Amen. Oh, my dear friends, if we fix our eyes on what the Lord has done for us, there'd be more praises and thanksgiving before His holy throne. So friends, as we go into our time of prayer, I'd like for us to gather together like what we do in GYC. As social distancing would allow us. Let's fill this place right now with our praises. And for those of you who have difficulty kneeling down, you could just stay in your seats, but gather closely. So I'd like to invite you to please stand up and let's gather here. I'll also come down. God deserves our praises, our thanksgiving. So let us flood the throne of heaven with our praises. Let's keep our prayers short, just like one sentence. One sentence, let us lift up our voices to Him. And if you agree with your brother or your sister's prayer, don't hold back your amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, as our brothers and sisters are coming forward, let us sing this song. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Yes, dear Father, you deserve our praises. And I'd like to begin this season of praise and thanksgiving, praising you because you are a faithful God. You never left us nor forsaken us. For that, dear Father, we praise you. Lord, we praise you that when we begin to praise you, we discover that there is so many reasons to praise you and to thank you for. So Lord, as we sing this song, may we remember all your goodness, especially your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Indeed, dear Father, great is thy faithfulness unto all of us. And friends, I believe that you will agree with me when I say that we only survived 2020 because of the faithfulness of God. Amen. Amen. And so at this last portion of our praises and our thanksgiving, let us declare before angels and before men who God has been to us in 2020, and who will he be? Who will this God be to us forever? So a prayer format would be simple. It would be like this. We praise God. Like, Lord, I praise you. Or God, I praise you that you have been my blank and you'll always be my blank. So I'd like to begin this. Dear Father, you have always been my guide and my comfort, and you'll always be my guide and my comfort. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Yes, dear Father, Lord, we could not stop praising you and thanking you. And Lord, we pray that this will continue, not just today, but for the rest of our lives, O Lord. And friends, as we conclude this time of prayer, let's turn to the person nearest us. Let's pray by twos or by threes. Let's spend this a minute or two asking God, asking the Holy Spirit to cultivate in our hearts the spirit of praise, the attitude of thanksgiving. So let us pray, and let us pray for the infilling, most especially for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon this camp. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day. Let's sing the chorus once again. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Dear Father, we praise you and we thank you that there are so many reasons to praise you and thank you for. Lord, we just didn't realize how awesome it is to spend time in your presence, giving you the praise, giving you the thanksgiving that you deserve. So Lord, I ask in a very special way that may you cultivate in our hearts that spirit of gratitude, spirit of thanksgiving. Help us, Lord, that to be sparing and giving you praise and giving you thanks because you did not spare even your son for us. Dear Father, I ask, please anoint each and every one here with the anointing of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that you please anoint each and every hour of this camp meeting, not just this Sabbath day, but through the rest of this whole camp. Lord, we need your Spirit to come down upon us. Please baptize us, Lord. Baptize us with the baptism of your Holy Spirit. And thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much because you will not hold it back. One prayer request that we have, please, Lord, increase our thirst. Increase our hunger. Teach us, Lord, how to be desperate before your presence. And thank you so much, Lord, because we know that we have received because you have said so. And we take you at your word. We love you, O Lord, and thank you for giving us this beautiful Sabbath. We give you back the praise, glory, and the honor that you so deserve. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we'd like to greet you. Happy Sabbath, dear Lord. This, Lord, we pray and we ask in the loving and precious name of your Son, Jesus, all your children say,
Amen.
Amen.
To listen to more of these presentations, you may visit the audio archives at misda.org/audio2021 or search for Michigan Conference Camp Meeting wherever you get your podcast.